You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're going to be looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Friday, the 5th of July. And it's a busy day, as usual, on a Friday in summer. We're at Newton Abbott, Doncaster and Sandown, of course, for the first day of the Eclipse meeting. In the afternoon and in the evening, it's all going on. We're at Chelmsford, Haydock and Beverley in the UK, and also Bellewstown and Wexford over in Ireland. It's live on Racing Radio. It's a 1:30 start, so join the team in the studio throughout the afternoon for all the days. Racing action. Here on the podcast, though, my name's John Gibby. Craig Forsyth is with me. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hello, John Gibby. Yes, all good, all well.
Excellent. Good to have you with us on the podcast once again.
Yes, looking forward to previewing a couple of races on Friday and talking about the Eclipse at the weekend. It's looking at a good race with the final declarations through and a lot to look forward to. Just went a little bit quiet after Royal Ascot.
We're not used to that so much in the flat season, are we? Whereas sometimes we do go through slightly more what you might call barren spells in terms of quality over jumps, it's a bit more consistent with the flat racing, because even though we have Royal Ascot and Glorious Cupwood and what have you, the quality is a little bit more spread out.
Indeed, you know, it starts really with the first midweek festival at Newmarket for the Craven, rolls into Chester. Then you've got York and onto the Derby, Royal Ascot, and we just seem to have hit a little bit of a lull, and while we're waiting on the, of course, the Newmarket July meeting just round the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Glorious Goodwood not too far away. So, still a lot to look forward to, John.
I love the Eclipse. It's one of my personal favourite flat races of the year for a number of reasons. Of course, traditionally we see the three-year-olds take on the older horses in this division for the first time. Only one three-year-old actually declared for this year's race. And we'll take a look at that race now, in fact, the Eclipse. 3:35 at Sandown on Saturday. We've got the field of final declarations through now, and the William Hill prices at time of recording are as follows. Enable, the 4-5 favourite, 4-1 for Magical. Regal Reality is 13-2. Telecaster is 11-1. Mustachery then 14-1. Zaville Prince 16-1. 50-1 for Dancer Terrier. And Hunting Horn also 50-1. So a field of eight here. But of course, the headline story, Craig, two-time Art Caro and Enable making a return to the track.
Yeah, I mean, her only defeat came at 10 furlongs, John, in her career. And a lot of people will be looking, you know, to her comeback this year again. You know, and think that the trip might be a little bit on the sharp side for her and place too much of an emphasis on speed. But, you know, when you watch back her ARC performance and you look back at her Breeders' Cup performance, you know, she showed a high cruising speed last year over a mile and a half. I mean, she showed a lot of speed in the ARC when she kicked some way out to take up the run, and she just held on from Sea of Class in the end. You know, and the way she went about that suggested that she wouldn't have a problem dropping back to 10 furlongs at any stage of her career. You know, they had a good battle with Magical in the Breeders' Cup turf. I thought Enable was always on top there. You know, Frankie was just nudging away and keeping her up to her work. I think she's won cosily is probably the best way to describe that performance. Obviously, Magical's the race filly this time around. You know, she's had a four starts this season, and Enable obviously comes here on the back of a 245-day absence. But there was a lot of rumours last year. You know, she returned in a Group 3 at Kempton as late as September.
Yeah.
And went off 8-15 on that occasion. I think that did leave a lot to work on, you know, because she made a comeback in a lower quality race than she does this year. Obviously, targeting a Group 1, the Eclipse, I think she'll be a lot more straightforward for her return this time than she was 12 months ago.
She obviously had to beat Crystal Ocean in that race, who's a proper Group 1 performer, probably the best September stakes we've ever seen. But yeah, definitely take the point. Magical is an interesting one here, because of course she did almost get the better of Enable with the Breeders' Cup. But those wins this year, they've all come over in Ireland, beating Flag of Honour, who definitely wants further. So what do you make of that form and then the subsequent defeat of Warren Ascot?
Yeah, I mean, the two Curragh runs, as you said, they were, particularly for a Group 1, it wasn't a very strong renewal of the Tatterstalls Gold Cup. And in the Prince of Wales, she's run her best performance of the year in defeat, really, hasn't she? Bumping into Crystal Ocean, the two were nicely clear on that occasion. It was another promising run. And, she once again proved she handles soft ground well. Obviously, conditions are going to be quicker on Saturday at Sandown. She's done nothing but prove that she's on really good terms with herself, and has come back as good as she was last year. But is that level good enough to beat Enable?
Yeah,
I don't think it is, John. I think she would probably need to take a big step forward again.
But a quick mention for some of those at bigger prices: Regal Reality, an interesting runner for Sir Michael Stout. Karen McAvoy taking the ride, and of course was impressive in the Brigadier Gerard last time out.
He was, yeah, but he had to work hard. He came off the bridle at a midway stage of the race and looked to be struggling. Eventually, his class came through. He got the better of Matterhorn, who subsequently went on to win the listed race last weekend at Windsor. That was level of form is a long way behind Group 1 company. And, he needs to take a huge step forward once again if he's going to trouble the judge here.
And then Telecaster, who was out, everyone was raving about after the Dante, but went on to finish last in the Derby at Epsom.
Yeah, he has some questions to answer now, John, after a really below par run in the Derby. He's got quite an exuberant running style, free going sort. He's got to bounce back from what can only be described as a really poor performance.
And then any chance for any of those at bigger prices? Moustachery stepping up in trip, obviously a Group 1 winner already this time.
Yeah, the trip has to be the doubt. I think he's an out-and-out miler for me. Really good performance on his comeback in the Lockinge, but obviously couldn't back that up in the Queen Anne last time. Finished 7th behind Lord Glitters on that occasion. I think his stamina will probably run out here over this 10 furlong trip.
So am I getting the sense from you that it's going to be a winning return for the Queen of Europe?
I think it is definitely going to be a winning return for the Queen of Europe. Fantastic mare. It's great to see her back as a five-year-old. And she's just a fabulous mare. High cruising speed, quickens, stays well. Top class.
Looking forward to seeing Enable run in the Eclipse on Sandown at 3:35. That won the big race of the weekend, of course. Let's turn our attention to Friday now, though, Craig. And as usual on the podcast, you've come up with two selections for the day's action. So where's the first one going to run?
It's going to run in the Dragon Stakes, the listed race for two-year-olds at Sandown, John. 2:20 is the off time. Starting in, with this year's race, the two fillies obviously catch the eye from their Queen Mary performances. Al Rea and Liberty Beach. Obviously Al Rea had caught the eye on debut at Nottingham when slowly away, made a ground up really well, just failed by a neck to get there. Thought she showed lots of promise again behind Raffle Prize in the Queen Mary. She was drawn on the stands rail. Really good effort. Liberty Beach, of course, was drawn on the wrong side. She finished 4th just ahead of Raffle. Sorry, just ahead of Al Rea. But was obviously at a huge disadvantage racing towards the far side of the track. Now, that looks the standout piece of form coming into this year's race. A little bit of research, John, before we recorded this. The last 10 renewals has seen 19 fillies go to post. How many winners?
Well, it's either going to be none or it's going to be like 5 or 6.
None, yeah. So fillies have struggled in the Sandown contest, which is a slight worry. The one I'm going to plump for is Carl Burke's run, and he won it this race a couple of years ago. Rayong, who made a really good debut, a winning debut at Carlisle, a race that's worked out particularly well, the likes of Dragon Command, Spartan Fighter, who lowered the colours of a subsequent Royal Ascot winner, Leaper's Wood, Silver Mission. There's a whole host of subsequent winners come out that Carlisle race. And when you look back at his Royal Ascot run in the Windsor Castle, he nearly got brought to the ground, John. Yeah. He was the absolute meat in a four-way sandwich. And, Sylvester D'Souza did well to keep him going after that, to be honest. and he finished mid-division. It was a remarkable effort, really, considering the interference that was caused. He's got the plum draw in stall one. You know, he's definitely got the speed for five furlongs. I think he'll probably track a good pace. Macchione is likely to set it. He set a real frantic pace in the Coventry Stakes. Didn't quite get home, but still emerged from that race with plenty of credit. I think he could well be the biggest danger from the front, but I do like Carl Burke's runner here, Ray Young, for me in this year's Dragon Stakes.
Ray Young, the pick for Craig. The Dragon Stakes is the 220 at Sandown on Friday. What about the other selection then?
Yeah, we're going to the other listed race on the Card de Gala Stakes. Which is a mile and a quarter event at 3:25, John. I think Ellicamp will probably go a favourite here after he bounced back to form at Goodwood, and he produced a real solid run in the Wolferton. He holds the two Godolphin runners on that form, but the £3 penalty is a slight concern here. The one I like in this, and I do really like, is Chief Ironside. I don't think he's done anything wrong in his last two runs. At Epsom in the Diamond Stakes, he just went off a little bit too hard. I'm surprised, given the pace he went in the early stages, that he lasted so long. And Zaki came down the middle of the track to pip his pocket close home. And when you look at his run off a mark of 104 in the Hunt Cup, it was a real good effort, John. He was one of the last horses off the bridle. You know, he looked to be in good terms with himself. He just really struggled to pick up on the soft ground. He just cannot quicken. He's a horse that just cannot quicken when conditions are on the soft side. A return to a faster surface will be very much in his favour. Stepping back up to 10 furlongs, I don't think they'll be too aggressive with the tactics. I think they'll probably ride him with a little bit more restraint, as they did at Ascot last time. I think he's got a real big chance.
Okay, Chief Ironside then for Craig in that Gala Stakes, the 3:25 at Sandown. A couple of listed races to look forward to on the first
It is indeed a little Friday treat for the listeners, and Chief Ironside would probably be the best of that pair of bets, and I'll be quite hopeful that Jamie Spencer can hopefully persuade his head to be in front of where it matters, John.
It's live on Racing Radio. 1:30 starts on Friday. Join us then. Join us across the weekend for all the action on Racing Radio. And Craig, thanks for being with us on the podcast.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.